From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sablesmith. As the use of telemedicine expands, it is also growing the footprints of medical professionals. And when doctors licensed in one state begin consulting in another, it presents a problem for state medical boards. KBIA's Hope Kerwin spoke with Jonathan Linkus, CEO of the American Telemedicine Association, about how states are regulating telemedicine.
State medical boards issue licenses as a way to regulate who can practice medicine in their state, but how do these licensing laws apply to doctors who practice medicine online?
You have to be licensed in the state where you practice and in the state where the patient is located that you're providing services. The problem is, if you're in Missouri and your patient happens to be in Kansas, and you're seeing that patient by telemedicine, you'd have to be licensed both in Kansas and in Missouri at the same time. This creates a bit of a burden because all of a sudden they're having to pay a separate state medical board, go through the separate regulations of that state, and it's an enormous cost, and not to mention a burden and a barrier to the provision of care and expansion of commerce. We would encourage states to enter into reciprocity, where a medical board in one state would accept the license of another state, because the medical board in Missouri is a great medical board, and they've done a lot of good things, and they have very high standards of care. So is the medical board in Kansas. And if you have a physician that's licensed in Kansas, they're just as qualified as a physician licensed in Missouri.
In addition to the general laws for practicing medicine, several states have passed specific regulations for telemedicine, but it seems like everyone has a different idea about how to address this issue. Is this inconsistency across states harmful to telemedicine?
It just doesn't work. It's like the highways. If they were regulated differently in one state than the other, well, they wouldn't meet up together or wouldn't have the same pavement standards or whatever. It just makes sense that we start getting to some uniformity. And I know there's been a few attempts to fix the system, but I don't think anything will work until we really have reciprocity and we work out a mechanism so we can share information. If there are bad doctors or bad nurses or something out there, we can bring them to task and make sure that information shared so they don't skip out to other states. All of that can be put in place, but we just need a commitment to get it done.
Is it necessary for states to define how this technology can and can't be used?
Telemedicine is a tool. It is not a separate practice of care. It's not a separate specialty. It's a tool, just as I said, like the use of a stethoscope or ultrasound. When a doctor uses a stethoscope, you don't regulate the way that he uses a stethoscope. You assume that he has with his training or her training that they know the basic instruments. And the same thing with telemedicine. If you're providing care from a distance, you need to be trained, you need to be licensed, you need to follow the laws of the state, but it doesn't mean you have to jump through extra hoops.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, with Hope Kerwin, I'm Bram Sablesmith. Thanks for listening.